Hi, this is Jennifer Smith, and thank you for listening to The 15-Minute Shift. This is a podcast where I give you 15 minutes of enlightenment, an activity, or a challenge every week to change your mindset, change your vibe, and change your life. Let's dig in. Hey, this is Jen. Welcome to The 15-Minute Shift. Today, we are talking about self-value, self-worth. I had this quote, and in some of my darkest times, I used to keep this on my nightstand. I actually had it taped to it so that anytime I reached over there for my phone or anything, it was right on the side of the nightstand. So I'd have to look at it all the time. And it said this: she made a promise to herself to hold her own being sacred. Do you consider yourself sacred, and do you hold your own well-being in a sacred state? Most of us do not. And that can be a pretty rocking statement that I just made when you start thinking about, are you holding your own well-being sacredly? How do we take care of things that are sacred? My children are sacred. They were divinely created through an act of love, individually unique, and I hold them to be sacred. My marriage with my husband is sacred. My life is sacred. Every individual person has sacred attributes, sacred qualities. And we always think of sacredness as something that's external. We never really think about it as our own sacredness. And it's kind of weird saying that, right? My own sacredness, as though you're being a little weird about yourself. It makes you seem like, who are you that's so important? And the lesson that I learned after many years of not holding myself in a sacred space was how important I am and how important it was for me to consider myself and my being and my happiness and my personal joy sacred, because I never thought of that. I thought I got whatever was left over when I was done being a mom or a wife or a business owner. I never considered that I needed to consider myself. Let me say that again. I never considered that I needed to consider myself. Boom, right? Some of you might find that to be a rocking revelation by hearing me say that. I never considered to consider myself. Because if you're like me, you're just like, I'm just doing for everyone else. And you don't think about how important it is to do for you. And it usually starts with a small act, like, you know, I don't know, some level of self-care. You're like, oh, I'm feeling like kind of down. I'm going to go get my hair done. I'm going to get my nails done. I'm going to get a mani. I'm going to get a pedi. I'm going to get a massage. Oh, I would really like a new shirt or a pair of shoes or a new pair of jeans, stuff like that. But that's all superficial. That's all superficial. And the ultimate sacred act to ourselves is truly when we love ourselves. When we love ourselves, then we start. I want you to think of a meter, okay? We all have this internal meter. Self-love is one bar. So your meter is zero. You have no bars on your meter. And then you're like, oh, I fit into those old jeans now, right? So you might go up three bars. And then you go out in those old jeans that fit now that didn't once before. And you got three bars in your meter. And someone says, oh my gosh, you look fantastic. What did you do to yourself? And you're like, oh my gosh, I got into my old jeans. I'm like feeling really good. And now you got six bars on your meter. But why stop there? Because the jeans and the weight is superficial. because you could have 10 bars on your meter and be completely full, but you're never going to reach the top of the meter because you got something pulling you down from the inside and your soul is heavy. A heavy soul does not equal self-love or self-value. So most people always orient, they always do this. They orient their self-worth with how much money they make. Oh, I'm a loser. I don't make enough money, or I work at McDonald's, or I'm just a waitress, or I just do hair. I'm not anything fancy. And they have this idea of themselves as though they're not Jennifer Aniston or Jennifer Lopez or whoever. And so they're not worthy of that level of self-love. And I disagree with that. I do feel being successful boosts your self-worth, but it has to be an internal joy. It has to be an internal happiness that you find when your meter keeps rising. And some of you, you might look good, you might feel good, but just something inside is off. Something is weighing you down. It could be something from the past. It could be a mistake that you can't undo. You feel like you can't undo. Most mistakes can be undone. It could be a mistake you feel like you can't undo. It can be something from the past that makes you, you're broken. You're broken from it and you don't know how to heal yourself. And it can also be feeling like you're filling everyone's cup and there's nothing left for yours. Your cup is still empty. I want to read this card to you. This is from The Wild Offering Oracle by Tasha Silver. And I actually do have this on my desk and I do read it all of the time. And there's a very important line in this little saying that really gets me every time, and it brings me back to my centered place no matter what or how little I make myself feel. So I'm going to read it now. It's called Self-Love. This is an oracle card, but it has a reading on it. Show me how to love myself. Show me how to take care of the inner child. Show me how to be kind within. When you step into self-forgiveness, so much can change on the outside. If I could do a sound effect, I'm not really that savvy, I would do one right now. When you step into self-forgiveness, so much can change on the outside. Could you lose 10 pounds and get into the old jeans? Yes. But the internal emotional weight that you lose when you let go of what broke you is the biggest gain you'll ever get. Going back to that self-worth meter. When you release the rocks of grief, the rocks of painful mistakes, the rocks of regret, the rocks of broken relationships, the rocks of failures, when you let them go, you become freer. And therein lies the ticket to get the meter to rise higher. I have a friend, she's super gifted, one of my closest friends, and she's been doing her gift for free forever, forever. She does her gift for free. She gives it away like she's passing out flowers. Like, oh, here, let me fix you. And then she gives her gift away. And then people come to her. And this is an ongoing thing. And so she's now decided to create a boundary and no longer give her gift away for free. She decides that this is going to be a form of business for her. And it's confusing because she, although does this for free, people don't value what she's putting into it energetically, emotionally. And it's a struggle because how do you teach yourself self-worth if no one is willing to deposit anything with you? And many of you, and even I, have had relationships like that in our lives where we get stuck in a relationship with someone and you're doing all of the withdrawing and they're not doing any depositing. And you have to start putting down a firm boundary and say, I'm not going to accept this anymore. It's not going to be part of this dynamic within us, between us, amongst us, where I give and you take. Now it's an equal, I give, you give. So many of us have these situations, just like my friend, where we continue to give, but there's no reciprocating. And so today I will ask you to reflect and possibly make a list of the people and the things that feel like a constant takeaway, because those are the things you need to let go of. Not the things that fill you up with joy, the things that constantly feel like they're draining you, constantly feel like they're thieves robbing you of your own personal joy. And on that note, I would like to add this. When I said it's time for you to put down the rocks of grief and the rocks of emotional, maybe abuse or even past failure or past pain, what do you replace that with? When you let go of a piece of grief, you let go of a past failure, what are you filling up that space with? Well, many of you aren't filling it up because you don't know what to do next, because all you've known is recovering from the trauma or the pain or the trigger. And so you have to really look within and ask yourself, how do I heal this piece of me? And so you have to go to the imaginative emotional store, and you have to say, okay, there's no money exchanged here at the imaginative emotional store, but I'm going to exchange you my rocks of grief or failure or pain. And in exchange, you're going to give me new energy. So I want you to think, when you let go of the past, when you let go of a pain, when you let go of a failure, what are you replacing it with? The new energy of what? Because it takes something, you have to put something in that slot. And it takes something to heal what you let go of. So I'm going to go back to my wild offering oracle card. Show me how to love myself. Show me how to take care of the inner child. Show me how to be kind within. When you step into forgiveness, so much can change on the outside. So let's go back to that first line. Show me how to take care of the inner child. That right there is the key to how you fix what rocks you let go of. What is your inner child pulling you towards? This will be the time when your intuition is more important than anything. How do you know what those answers are? How do you know what those things are? You start journaling and writing lists of the things you love. What about you, your person, do you love? What defines you? It's not, I'm a mom, I have 3 kids, I've been married for 15 years, I have a great 4-bedroom colonial. It's not your minivan, it's not your job, it's not your title at your job, it isn't any of that. What defines you? What do you love? Write a list of 20 things that you love. Is it flowers? Is it a collectible? Is it birds? Is it a natural element? Is it walking? Is it exercising? I hope not. Is it traveling? Is it museums? Is it books? Is it colors? Is it the rainbow? What is it? What are those 20 things that define you as a person? And when you can sit down and truly write that list without including your children, your significant other, your parents, your job title, if you can write those things out without including that, you will start to get to the nitty-gritty of who you are, and I guarantee you, you will find that you're very far from those things. So how do you bridge the gap? How do you bridge the gap? How do you get from, I'm so far from the things that I love, but I've loved these my whole life? Because I was at that point once before too. And that 20 item list, it was hard to write. Let me tell you, it was so hard. It took me days. I think I was on 5. And then where did I go? How did I get to where I was? How did I get all the answers? I went back to the inner child within me. What did the child within me love? And that's where the good stuff is. That's where you find the internal self-worth, the internal self-value. And you can't truly find your self-value. You can't truly find your self-worth until you answer that question and you find that list of things that comprises the heart and soul of that inner child within you. And on that note, I'm going to leave you with this quote. I have no idea who wrote it. It's just another one of my self-worth quotes, and I love it. Be confident in who you are. You are a luxury. You are a luxury. And if the people that love you aren't seeing you as a luxury, you're with the wrong people. This is Jennifer Smith. You've been listening to the 15-Minute Shift. Please hop over to Facebook. You can find me in my group, the Light Seekers Tribe. I would love for you to join me. You can also find me on Patreon, Light Seeking with Jen. Go check it out. I hope you guys have a great day. I hope the 15-Minute Shift was enlightening for you today, and good luck with your 20-item list.